Number three, specialization. We mentioned yesterday in the Silas Yisharim that there's an importance of having a tzmidus in the Chazara of the Silas Yisharim. It has to be a constant thing. It can't be just every now and then you open up a Musa Sefer. The only way that Musa will have an effect on you is if it's repeated over and over. But Yisrael Salanter had invented a certain style of Musa, which is called Musa B'Yispailus. Musa B'Yispailus, which means emotional Musa, means you don't just read the Sfarim, but you read the Sfarim with a tune, with a niggin. You read it with a niggin so that it digs into you, a slow niggin, almost a sad niggin. So that way it digs into you and becomes part of you. These are things that are done in order to try to imbibe the concepts that are mentioned in these Sfarim. It's not just a book of ideas that we read about, it's something that is real and becomes part of our life. It says in the Silas Yisharim at the end of the first paragraph, V'yasim el libo kovasa shelhu misalim imenu. By reading over this sefer and reading it again and again, and other Musa Sfarim like it, you will come to recognize in your heart the obligations which you have to the Ribbon Shalom and to your friends, to man, which otherwise would be hidden from you. Continues the Silas Yisharim, this series. In Tisponin Behova Grov Ha'olam, if you think about today, for most people in the world, most people who are bright people, they place most of their thought and their concentration on details of various wisdoms. And in the depth of analysis, each person according to the nature of his mind and his natural desire. What does that mean? There are those people who specialize in sciences. There are those who specialize in mathematics or in astronomy. Others became experts in certain types of work. A goldsmith, he's talking about in those days, even these days we have goldsmiths, silversmiths, carpenters. People concentrate on a specific job, a specific malacha that they put all of their work, all their toil, and all their brains into. Other people go more towards things of holiness. Some people specialize within Torah. But even within Torah, there are specializations. There are those who are involved in pilpul, which means like what we do here in Shir, work on a tosfos. There are those who work on a gadita. They're into all of the mystical aspects, let's say, of Judaism. There are those who are into halacha. They're experts in halacha. Their concentration is within halacha. The idea is, says the Silas Yisharim, that in this day and age, people have specialization. These days, you don't just have a doctor. You don't even just have a heart doctor. You have a heart doctor who's a cancer heart doctor. You have a specific type of a lung doctor. You have not just a specific type of a lawyer. They don't just have a lawyer for real estate. You already have a tax real estate lawyer. People are constantly becoming more and more specialized. That's the way that people work. They specialize in one field, one area, and they put all of their concentration into developing that area. A jack of all trades, a master of none, is the concept. Some people try to do everything, and they end up being a master of nothing. Says the Silas Yisharim, most people don't work that way. Most people concentrate in one field, which they have a natural cheshek for, a natural desire for. They have an atiya, a tilting in their mind. I like this subject. This is what I major in. This is what I want to do with my time. I want to think about these things, work on these issues, these type of projects. That's what most people end up doing for their jobs, for a living, if they want to enjoy what they're doing. They concentrate on something that they like and enjoy. Even within learning, there are people who concentrate more in lundis. There are people who concentrate more in cheshbon. There are people who concentrate more in betiyas. There are people who concentrate more in iyun. There are people who concentrate more in midrashim, as he says. People concentrate more in halacha. Some people enjoy chumash. Some people tanakh. Some people, if you want to even include history, Jewish history, if you want to even include that. Some people concentrate on that. People are specialized. It says in the Silas Yisharim, turning to page 4, Ach ma'atim yiyu. There are very few min ha-min ha-zeh who are from this type of person, asher yitbu'u iyun v'limud al-inyonei shleimus ha-avoda, who set time towards analysis and learning about shleimus ha-avoda, complete service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. how to be a proper, full, and complete servant of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There are very few people who make this their specialization, who work al ha'avo, on the concept of loving God. Al ha'ira, they work on the concept of fearing God. Al ha'dveikus, on being close to the Ribbono Shel Olam. The al kol shar chelkei ha'chassidus, and all other aspects of chassidus, which does not mean like we call chassidim today, but it means all aspects of righteousness and piety, both towards the Kodesh Baruch Hu, and also ben olam l'chaveru. How many people specialize in working on that? Not many people. The idea of a mashkiach in a yeshiva is a person who usually spends most of his time concentrating specifically on Musar Sfarim, on how to develop the potential of each individual person in the yeshiva through private talks and through public Musar Shmuzin. That's what a mashkiach's job is supposed to be. A mashkiach is not just a person who takes attendance or marks down who's late and is in charge of the people who get into trouble. A mashkiach is a person who, using and guided by Musar Sfarim and more Sfarim, Chazal, Shmuzin that he worked on, that others worked on, to try to work on the personality of each individual Talmud as possible, to build them up and to make them into an Adam HaSholim. That's the job of a mashkiach. There are very few people, says the Mesillas Yesharim, who concentrate on this. There's one person I know who's Menahel. His brother is a Rosh Yeshiva here. The person I'm referring to, his name is Rabbi Yosef Tendler. Rabbi Yosef Tendler, he's a principal of a high school. He spends most of his day, if not all of his day, learning Musar Sfarim, preparing his Musar Shmuzin. He's a principal, but what he does most of the day, he sits in his office, and he's learning Musar Sfarim, and he calls boys in who need added chizik. He has an assistant who really runs the whole school, and he acts as a mashpia, and he tries over the 4 years in high school to get to know each and every individual and to build them up, to really build them up. And he knows human nature, because these books talk all about human nature. And he really can help people with their private individual problems. He's very, very good at this. His name is Rabbi Yosef Tendler. There are other people who are like that also. I brought in a few Sfarim just to show you at least the pictures, you get an idea. Rabbi Eli Lapian was one of the greatest Talmidim from the Kelm Yeshiva in Europe. Rabbi Eli Lapian went to Eretz Yisrael. He died in his late 90s, in the mid-1970s. These Sfarim tell you about the life of these people. I can't summarize his life in a few sentences. Worthwhile reading. You learn what a person who concentrated on developing human nature. One thing I'm remembering right now off the top of my head, how the people used to say in the town where he lived, where his yeshiva was, they used to say that every day at the exact same time he would pass in front of their house on the way to Shacharis. Shacharis was, let's say, 7 o'clock. He passed this person's house at exactly 6:35 every day on the way to Shacharis. Everything that he did was perfectly planned out. Scheduled, just like it was done in the Kelm Yeshiva that he came from. In Kelm, they believed very highly in the concept of a Seder. Everything had to be in perfect order. You couldn't have a desk that was not neat like this. They say that in Kelm, the waste paper baskets had pointed bottoms. So that way, not exactly pointed, but they were smaller on the bottom. So they were able to stand, but if a person threw a piece of garbage into it, it would tilt it over and the garbage would fall all over the floor. So it made sure that people would take the garbage and actually walk over to the garbage can and put it in the garbage can. And the Kelm Yeshiva in Europe, the Bachrim had divided up amongst themselves the janitorial duties. And they felt that it was a privilege to clean the building. It was a privilege. And they say so many stories about how in Kelm, which is where he came from, how people would clean, and if there was a penny that was on the windowsill that somebody had accidentally left there, the person would find it there 20 years later. And for 20 years, every Friday when somebody would clean the windowsill, they would pick up the penny and dust underneath and put the penny back, because they didn't know whose it was. So finally somebody would come along. These are not made up stories. There are many, many, many things that we could learn from the people in Kelm Yeshiva. In El, they used to say over after davening, Or Chaim of the Rush. The Rush, one of the Rishonim, we learned something from the Rush. He wrote a sefer giving eitzes in life, about 150 eitzes, and they're divided up into 7 sections, and each day during El, Sunday they read 15 of them. Monday they read another 20 of them. That's what they did in Kelm. They do it in a few yeshivas in the United States also. And this type of thing has an impact on the person. Okay, Revelia. Rav Dessler, I mentioned already, Rav Dessler was the Mashgiach in Panovich Yeshiva. He wrote a sefer called Mikhtav Melio. Mikhtav Melio is very popular amongst the girls' seminaries for a good reason. It's not like learning Gemara, but it's like learning Gemara. In those seminaries where the girls don't learn Gemara, but many of the girls are very intelligent, they like to learn something with some analysis, with some depth. His Sforah, Mikhtav Melio, were written on Hashkafas HaTorah, and they called him the Reb Chaim of Mussar, because his shmuzin are deep, kashas, tirutzim, rayas, breaking down a chazal. Unbelievable how Rav Dessler did that. And they say here in the book how he used to prepare his shmuzin for 6 to 8 hours to say a 20 to 30 minute shmuz. And after the shmuz, people would chazer the shmuz like it was a shir. It was a shir in, he used to call it Hilchos Deos. Hilchos Deos is a section of the Rambam about Hashkafas HaTorah. A shir in Hilchos Deos, it's not a shmuz. That's what he used to say. He said, I'm not a mashpiach. I'm a maggid shir in Hilchos Deos. I say a shir in Hilchos Deos. Rav Dessler concentrated on these types of things in Mussar. And another individual also, this sefer is written in English. These are shmuzin. This was Rav Moshe Aaron Stern. I mentioned him yesterday, I think. Rav Moshe Aaron Stern was the mashpiach and communist in Eretz Yisrael. And has a picture of Yeshiva's Communist in Eretz Yisrael on the back. He was a mashgiach there for many years. His uncle is Rav Chaim Pinchas Sharnberg. He died before. Rav Chaim Pinchas Sharnberg was a very old man already. So Rav Moshe Aaron Stern, also a very good mashgiach. These shmuzin are written in English. I recommend this book so highly. It's really written for guys who are maybe a drop older than you. Not so much in terms of the difficulty of reading, but in terms of the level of where you might be holding. But you can read it and distill the parts that you can gain from. These are people who worked on Mussar. They worked on developing people. He was known throughout the world as a person who helped people with Shalom Bayis. Husbands and wives who had difficulty getting along. People would come to him from all over the world, specifically from the United States and from England, because despite the way he looks and despite the way he was in Eretz Yisrael, he grew up in America. And he only moved to Eretz Yisrael when he was 18. After he finished high school, he went and he stayed, and he became a very chashuv mashgiach. So he spoke a perfect English. So whenever he would come visit America or England, people who had marriage difficulties would flock to him. He was known to be a big Baal Eitzah specifically in that, and he said, a few weeks before he died, he said that he doesn't know in what course he's going to get into Gan Eden. And then he started, people said, oh come on, the mashgiach, you're such a big tzaddik. So he said, you know, there's one course that I have. I helped so many marriages stay together. And so he was a very well-known person, and these shmuzin are very, very worthwhile to read. So there are people who were in the world, and there are people who still are in the world today, who concentrate on this. They say the Alter Slabotka, who founded the famous Slabotka Yeshiva in Europe, from which almost all the great Rosh Yeshiva after Europe came to America and to Eretz Yisrael, they almost never saw the Alter learning from a Gemara. No one ever saw him learning, to the extent that some people would say he didn't know how to learn. Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky used to get upset when people would say that, because Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky used to say over to the Alter Slabotka, the Birch HaShmuel, the Baruch Beres Shiurim, they both lived in the same city in Slabotka. So he used to say over the Shiurim, and he used to say jokingly that as the Alter was testing me, I was also testing him. That I saw he was a very big London, and the Rosh Shiva in Slabotka, Rav Moshe Mordechai Epstein used to say that the Alter knew all of Shas, the Tosis, and the Rosh. Verbatim, word for word. He was a big Talmud Chacham, and no one ever saw him learning. No one ever saw him learning, except Midrashim, Agadithas, and Mussar Sfarim, which became his Mussar Shmuzin. With that, they knew that he knew well. Those materials, they knew he knew well. But that was his concentration. So says the Sil Shisharim, there are very, very few people who concentrate on these things today. However, people don't concentrate on Mussar. It's not because they don't realize the importance of it, the essential ikr that Mussar is. Because if you ask them, every single person will say, even if they're concentrating in Lumdis, or they're concentrating in math, they'll all know that working on Avodas Hashem is the ikr. Everyone knows that. However, he's going to try to explain why people don't spend so much time concentrating on it. And we'll pick it up from there, as Hashem, next week.